Thank you for calling.
Practice and team member name withheld.
I can help you.
Hi, I'm calling in regard to your advertisement about the CPAP.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Can you hold for just a second? I'm sorry. Hold on.
Oh, sure.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Are you there?
No problem. Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
Yeah, I think it's an advertisement in Acorn about, you know, if you cannot tolerate your CPAP.
Right.
You know, something like that. So I'm just wondering, what is the alternative that you're offering and so on?
Sure. We're offering an intraoral appliance that's custom-made with a digital impression. So it fits you custom-made, and it holds your lower jaw in a slightly forward position to open mm-hmm. your airway. So it takes the place of a CPAP, and it's also recognized by medical insurances. So they cover that as a durable piece of medical equipment.
So is it covered by Medicare?
Yes, Medicare, and we're a Medicare, durable Medicare provider, so we can bill Medicare and get coverage. What we're offering is the consultation to go over and show you what we have and do a little testing and go over, you know, your current sleep study or whatever that we can obtain for you. And then before we proceed, we get all approval through our medical biller for Medicare.
I see.
Covered.
I think
yeah.
this is for my husband. And
uh-huh, sure.
At the sleep study, and he was diagnosed mm-hmm. with sleep apnea.
Uh-huh,
and then
sure.
they gave him the CPAP. Of course, he cannot tolerate CPAP.
Right,
they
which is very
tell
common.
He cannot tolerate CPAP. There's another device, which I forgot the name of it, but then he can try that. He hasn't tried that one yet.
Right, just something with like a BiPAP or a little smaller, but usually that they usually get the same type of compliance. It's very hard to wear and uncomfortable, and it blows the air.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know your alternative. It would have the same type of effect as far as lack of oxygen and all that. They will get the same thing. I mean.
Well, we do. We, you know, it's a durable piece of medical equipment, so it's recognized, you know, by all the medical companies, you know, and insurances and stuff. And we work very closely with the treating physician that referred him, and we also, you know, take in consideration, you know, his level of sleep apnea, you know, how severe it is. And then once we get him fitted in the appliance and have him wear it for a while, and we feel it's working, you know, at his maximum, we do a follow-up sleep study. And we have a physician that we refer through Medicare that's covered, and just to make sure, and then we go on that and make sure that everything's working for him. You know, that he's getting the proper oxygen. We don't just give him the appliance and, you know, bid him adieu. We want to make sure that he's taken care
mm-hmm.
of.
And he has Medicare, and his mm-hmm. supplement is United Healthcare, the ARP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's perfect.
He has full coverage. I mean, it's, mm-hmm. You know, he has 100% coverage. He
sure.
He doesn't see anything. It's, ARP is covering all the deductible and copay and co-insurance mm-hmm. and so on. So, okay, where are you guys located at?
We're in Westlake Village in the West Shore.
Directions withheld.
Okay.
On the corner of
Shore Medical.
It's on the corner of West.
Directions withheld.
Oh, yeah, I know where that is. I know.
Julia, what is your husband's name? Just so I know if you call it, if you're going to.
Alex. His first name is Alex.
Alex, okay.
Yeah. So I just have to call this company, and then for sure the CPAP thing is not working for him.
Yeah, that's very common. That's why. And, you know,
yeah, he cannot tolerate. I don't know. I would like to see people that are using it. You know, I'm pretty sure some people can, but it's extremely difficult for him.
Yeah, there's some people that can, and you know, or just they put up with it, or for a while, and then they end up not using it. But you know, to not use anything at all is not.
Yeah.
So we offer something that actually, you know, unless you have severe.
No,
know,
he doesn't have. It's mild.
Yeah, which is, but he'd be a perfect candidate for it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not severe at all.
No.
Yeah.
But at least he would, you know, he could come in and see what we have to offer, and we can test him, and there's no obligation or anything, so that he could, you know.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah. So. Let me talk to him, and then I will call you back to set up an appointment.
Sure, I'll be here all day. My name's Lisa. Okay.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. All right, bye.